People in New Jersey waking up to snow so deep many couldn't even make it far out of their homes this morning. News Nation reporter Steve Couge is in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where things are looking pretty intense there. And Steve, you and I were young reporters together in Phoenix, and it's kind of fun seeing you out there in the snow. It's a long way from the Arizona sun.
Yeah. Fun is one way, I guess you could put it, Ruta Bay. Treacherous is maybe another term I might use. It is absolutely freezing out here in Monmouth County. This is the Jersey Shore, for those of you not familiar with the area. And they got walloped today. It's been a tough day to be a resident of the Jersey Shore, because not only are we dealing with this storm and these freezing cold conditions, but with all that snow, about a foot of snow in a lot of places, we've seen car after car stuck in the middle of the road. People are walking in the road because the sidewalks have snow in some places up to your waist, so you can't get through there. And on top of all of that, so many stores are closed. It's like a ghost town around here. Check out this whole shopping center. Every one of these stores are closed because, Ruta Bay, as you kind of mentioned, people just couldn't get out of their homes today. The workers could not get to their stores with the keys to open them up, so a lot of the Jersey Shore is simply shut down. Let's jump over to the video. Here's one of the reasons why it's shut down. Cars stuck. Lots of cars. We've heard of dozens of cases today. And in this situation, we've got a BMW stuck right in the middle of the road. It took not one, not two, not three, but four full-grown men to push this sedan out of the road and get it on its way. Thankfully, there are a number of Good Samaritans around here today who are looking to help people who are in need. Here in the town of Red Bank, New Jersey, they did get about a foot of snow over just 24 hours. A lot of people woke up and their cars were snowed in, their doors were snowed in some cases. The snow plows, the salt trucks, they've been working overtime today because every parking lot, every street, everywhere needs to be cleared off. We did notice a couple of brave people who were out here, though, and we caught up with one of them who were just trying to make the most out of the storm. Take a listen. What made you want to come out today, Dylan? You just crazy?
He's crazy.
I am. We couldn't stay inside all day, so we had to go outside and experience a blizzard.
Yeah.
You know, be cooped up, a little too much Fortnite. You got to go enjoy the snow. How much snow did we get today?
Like 10 to 15.
10 to 15. I think that sounds about right.
10 to 15 inches?
You think so?
Yeah.
So there you have it, 10 to 15 inches of snow here in parts of the Jersey Shore. As you can see on your screen live right now, a lot of that snow has tapered off, so it's giving us a chance to dig our way out. Unfortunately, Ruta Bay, a lot of the places, businesses around here are probably still going to be closed at least until tomorrow. As I've been telling other people, if you are going to go out on the roads, which are still, you know, pretty slippery and dangerous, if you're going to go out, at least call the places you're trying to get to make sure that they're open. Because again, so much of this area is simply shut down right now, Ruta Bay.
And it's
so hard. Let me
throw
it back to you.
It's so hard for a lot of those businesses who have already been dealing with COVID, you know, restaurants and other places where they've experienced shutdowns and loss of business.
Seriously.
And now they're suffering again this weekend with more business losses. And also people need gas and food and other things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing, there's a 7-Eleven across the street that's open, and it's about the only thing around here that is open. Earlier, there was a line of people waiting outside, you know, just to get chips and muffins and hot dogs and whatever else the 7-Eleven has, because that, again, is really one of the only things open for miles and miles.
7-Eleven, the dinner of champion news reporters all over the country. Steve Couge, thank you so much for joining me. Good to see you.